Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
What if I told you that you could stay at the majestic Ahwahnee Hotel in the heart of Yosemite National Park for just $194 a night? Well, before you grab your credit card and rush to the computer to book a reservation and a flight to California, I need to clarify. The $194 covers only the taxes and fees. You'll need to come up with another $1,200 if you want to stay in the Ahwahnee's Sunroom Suite. Is the Sunroom Suite worth nearly $1,400 a night? I've never seen it, so I can't say. I'd be unable to sleep at all if I paid that much for the bed. The National Park Service says the suite is one of the hotel's most luxurious accommodations. For that price, it better be. It features floor-to-ceiling windows and sweeping views of Half Dome, Yosemite Falls, and Glacier Point, or so I'm told. Unlike the Ahwahnee I remember so fondly from decades ago, it has become a public facility operating like a private resort. Time marches on, and so does inflation. My family stayed at the Ahwahnee on a few occasions many years ago when the kids were young, and always in a standard room, not a suite. It's frustrating to realize that what we paid for a room back then wouldn't cover the same room's taxes today. Staying in our national parks has become unaffordable for millions of American families. It's hardly surprising that chain hotels now dot the landscape outside the boundaries of many of our national parks. Many visitors to Yosemite now stay in towns like Merced or Fresno, driving into the park as day visitors instead of experiencing the wonder of the place at night as well. One of my favorite memories of Yosemite was star walking at night with our kids. One evening we walked from dinner at the Yosemite Lodge back to the Ahwahnee in total darkness and under a gentle snowfall. I don't recall that I have ever again felt so at peace. You don't get that at a Best Western. Visitors willing to rough it can book a canvas tent in Yosemite's Curry Village. It comes with a single light bulb and has no heat or electrical outlet. Still, it costs $180 a night. It's not the Ritz, it's a tent. It shouldn't cost $180. Look into lodging at other national parks, and it's more the same. So who's at fault here? The NPS contracts with concessionaires to operate accommodations, restaurants, and amenities for visitors and collects a portion of what the concessionaires make, who naturally pass that cost on to the public rather than absorb it. It's also true that a lot of the infrastructure in our national parks is old, and it needs constant maintenance and repair. Plus, weather dictates a short season for many cold-weather parks. But what kind of message does the NPS and its commercial partners send to the millions of Americans who love their national parks but can't afford to sleep there? It's pretty much this. You're welcome to come in and look around, but then we're going to need you to leave. The news is not all bad. Entrance fees at our national parks are modest. Regardless, it's shameful that our national park lodges and hotels have become so expensive they are beyond the financial reach of so many.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.